As we've heard in some of our earlier shows, the Mississippi Delta was a hotbed for the blues. But this pop music, as it was considered in the 1920s, was also played throughout the South. The grand state of Texas produced many brilliant blues guitarists, and perhaps the most influential and famous was the unique Blind Lemon Jefferson. Lemon had a style all his own that was hard, if not impossible, to duplicate. He recorded widely during the 1920s, and his 78s were popular amongst the black market. His moaning voice, coupled with a complex guitar style, produced many classic performances. One of Lemon's most popular tunes was Rabbit Foot Blues.
The rabbit running one solid line. Blue jumped the rabbit running one solid line. This rabbit sat down, ran like an adult down. Well, it seemed like you're hungry, honey, come and lunch with me. Seem like you're hungry, honey, come and lunch with me. I wanna stop these mad-looking women from worrying me. I am you need bitches, yeah, and a half a pint of gin. Some you need bitches, yeah, a half a pint of gin. The gin is mighty fine, some biscuits a little too thin. Baby, tell me something about the meatless and wheatless days. I want to know about those meatless and wheatless days. This not being my home, I don't think I could stay.
That was Blind Lemon Jefferson doing the boogie-woogie on the guitar with his Rabbit Foot Blues. And in fact, for me, that performance is quite unique. It's the first recorded version I know of a guitar player adapting the piano boogie-woogie onto the guitar. Now, Lemon was an excellent, superb guitar player, though he only recorded one tune, which was just solely instrumental. And as they did in the 1920s, the guitar players would play a guitar rag, or they were trying to rag the blues, and over this they would sort of talk and tell jokes. And the advertisement from the Paramount Record Company for this next tune called Hot Dogs said that if you heard this, your feet were going to start jumping up and down. So here we have Blind Lemon Jefferson doing his famous Hot Dogs.
So if my feet won't dance, these are hot dogs. I mean red hot. My feet never feel on me but one. That was last Saturday night down at that Booger River on Tunis Coast. That log come in. I was fairly choked. He broke up that party. Everybody got away but me. My old feet fell on me then. But you ought to see them now. A rabbit wouldn't have a chance. Not a ghost of a show. Hey, hey, watch my music. Yellow hot dog moving all the time. Mean my feet just won't wait. not no worry, though. They are the hottest kind of dogs. I mean, they're steaming puppies. Now, I'm a beating dipsy hound. You ought to see me do the black bottom now. All right, folks. Turn over the record. Let me tell you all about these boy dogs of mine.
That was Blind Lemon Jefferson doing his Hot Dogs, and what he was doing was ragging the blues. You may have heard some words like the black bottom. This was a very popular dance step in the 1920s. And that percussive sound you heard was actually Lemon's feet, his hot dogs, and they were stomping away. And as he said, for some reason they failed to get him out of a party on a Saturday night when the police came in. Well, this version of Hot Dogs greatly influenced my guitar playing, and on an album called Hot Dogs, I tried to put together Lemon's guitar style with a little orchestra. And here's my version of Hot Dogs. Hot dogs now, and get them while you're feeling red hot. Play me that hot tuba. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, and give me a spoonful of Memphis drums. Wow, I'm feeling good. Oh, everyone's doing the two-step. How about here in a little bit of New Orleans spoons? Now let's add that six-string piano. Hot dog. That's the way they used to play it down in Dallas, Texas. Play that Charleston, man. Hot dog. Everything that starts right, I'm sure hope it's gonna end right. Move your feet. Well, that was my version of Lemon Jefferson's Hot Dogs. Now, Lemon was considered a blues singer as well as a songster. And a songster means a guitar player, a musician, who plays lots and lots of songs. Well, here we have Blind Lemon doing a beautiful tune called Shuckin' Sugar, which combines an excellent guitar arrangement with a wonderful set of lyrics.
I've got your picture, and I'm going to put it in a frame. I've got your picture, I'll put it in a frame, shuckin' sugar. And then if you leave town, we can find you just the same. If you don't love me, please don't dog me round. If you don't love me, please don't dog me round, shuckin' sugar. Like you dog me around, I know you put me down. I know my baby thanks me one and all of me. I know my baby thanks me one and all of me, shucking sugar. Every time she's mine, she shines a light on me. Oh, say, fair brown, something's gone on wrong. Oh, say, fair brown, it is something gone on wrong, touching sugar. But this woman I love, she's not been here and gone. Oh, listen, fair brown, don't you want to go? Oh, listen, fair brown, don't you want to go? Shuckin' sugar. Wanted to take you across the water where that brown-skinned man can go.
That was Blind Lemon Jefferson doing his Shuckin' Sugar. Well, Lemon Jefferson was a great influence on other blues musicians from Texas, as well as Louisiana. People like Leadbelly, Lightning Hopkins, learned an awful lot leading this blind man around. Both of those bluesmen, when they were children, would lead Blind Lemon Jefferson around the South. As well, the songs of Blind Lemon Jefferson have had an incredible impact on the music of white and black musicians. Let's close with a tune which has been very popular called Matchbox Blues. And here we have the early Lemon Jefferson recording, but if you think back, you can also remember versions by Carl Perkins and even the Beatles.
I sat there wondering with a matchbox on my soul. I ain't got so many matches, but I got so far to go. Don't cross town, you wanna be my teddy bear. Put a string on me, I'll follow you everywhere. I'm a bad leg woman, man, you can't hardly get out the door. I said, pack like mama, just tell me that I don't. I'm not gonna leave my life, my honey. I'm telling Kelly, though. I don't see why she wouldn't treat me fairly. Sometimes I think of some men and women they never seen. But I got this morning in my shirt up on my mind. But this morning, that thing on my mind. The woman I love, she killed a good man, waited all the time.
That was Blind Lemon Jefferson doing his Matchbox Blues. Now for our next show, we're going to be listening to the music of a contemporary of Blind Lemon Jefferson and a musician who was just as influential, a blind musician called Willie Johnson.